Hello and welcome to Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine, the podcast. I am Diane, sometimes known as Diane Kamikaze. The first 138 episodes of this podcast were tied in with Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine, the radio show, as they were all guests who appeared on the program. I'm currently on the air on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio stream Wednesdays from 9 a.m., and I don't include interviews in that program. So these podcasts are special pieces that I'm bringing to you because they're fun, funny, weird, or important. I love having people share about their experiences. I'm a rocker for life. I love having fun. I'm a retired tattoo artist. And in this series, you may hear more people in the art world, in addition to chats about music. And who knows what else? All right, so check it out. And thanks for listening. My guest today is Julienne Truchen, vocalist for the French band Benighted. Benighted plays in the realm of extreme metal and can be described as brutal death grind. The band started in 1998 and have 11 albums out. Their latest release, Ekbom, spelled E-K-B-O-M, is on the Season of Mist label. I think six of their releases are on Season of Mist, the last six of them. So Ekbom is on that label, and it was released in 2024, so that's the latest one. And the definition of Ekbom is a psychiatric condition where individuals are convinced that they are infested with bugs or parasites on or under their skin. Lovely. The Discogs write-up, one of their pressings is listed as blood red liquid filled and limited to 50 copies. So I believe that it's two clear discs pressed with liquid in between. Not only are they extreme, they're somewhat psychedelic too. I did this interview and I saw Benighted on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise this past February. It's a great event, and I've gone for years in a row. And the majority of bands that play on the cruise are from countries outside the U.S. I saw one of their performances, which was completely over the top, relentless, and really joyful at the same time. I guess I just like my music heavy. Julienne is a psychiatric nurse, and he will talk about how his job impacts the subject matter of Benighted's albums. He's got the greatest death grunt. And I do say this about so many vocals, but I really do love the gas mask and gurgling vocals. And I truly admire those who can perform extended syllables using this vocal technique. And Julienne Truchen is one of the best in this field. So let's talk to him. Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine, the podcast, with Julienne Truchen. We're speaking with Julienne from Benighted. And what part of France are you from?
Actually, I live in a very small village on the 1 hour on the west side of Lyon, and the delicious name of Misérieux. Yeah, it really sounds like misery. It's pretty funny, but yeah, it's a very lost village, but it's very peaceful, and I love it like that.
But that seems to go with the theme of what you do for a living and the lyrics that you bring to your music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, actually, I'm a nurse in psychiatry for more than, 23 years now. But I love my job. I'm very lucky. I won't complain about it because I can use everything that passionates me. I can put it in my job, and it helps the patients. So, for example, I do a lot of music with them. I do sports. Every Friday afternoon, I bring them to a dog shelter to take care of the dogs. Every work session we have together, it has some purpose. And as it's something very pleasant to do, they don't even realize that they're working on their symptoms, just having fun and doing some stuff with me.
Oh, that's amazing to be able to take mental health. I have thoughts about it that are just much more like, oh my God, this is horrible. And you are very delightful and positive.
Oh yeah, but I try to, but I need to be in my job because of course, most of my patients have a terrible history. My job is to to help them feel better, so not to keep them at the same level of sadness and delusional stuff.
Right. So then, from what I understand, most of your material is, well, you write all your material for the band. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and a lot of it is from your work.
Yeah.
So do you need the outlet to get...
Like a catharsis or something like that, you mean?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a very good balance for me between my job and Benighted, because I use music in my job, mm-hmm. but I also use my professional experience to write lyrics in Benighted. Mm-hmm. And, Benighted doesn't have any political message or stuff, but it has the function to talk about psychiatry in the reality of the symptoms and not in the gigantic clichés we can find in the movies or what the media wants people to think about schizophrenia and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I try to write lyrics which really stick to the reality of the symptoms of someone who's suffering with a disease. And every album is talking about one person and his childhood trauma, how he falls sick, and what happens after, and how he's ending his sickness, and blah, blah, blah.
So each album is about one...
One person, yeah. Of course, not one of my patients in particular, because I have to protect them.
You're creating that.
Exactly.
Yes.
Of course, I'm inspired a lot from what I see, but none of my patients can recognize himself, of course, in one of the Benighted album, fortunately.
Your patients know that you do Benighted?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do, and that's very funny, because, for example, I know when I will be back from the cruise, they will come to me and say, "Hey, Julian, how was it? Can you show us some pictures?" And I have a very good connection with my patients, and I love that. I love that they find, of course, they don't like the music I do, but they find it very funny, and so I remember one of them came to me sometimes and said, "You're a bit crazy, too, to do what you do, right?" And I say, "But aren't we all?"
Well, that's a very good blanket statement in general.
Yeah, exactly.
We all have a little... I mean, being on this cruise, it's like we're all on this mission and we're all crazy.
Exactly. If you stop and you think about it, it's completely crazy what we're experiencing right now.
Yes, it totally is. I did want to ask you, did you change from two to one guitars by necessity?
The lineup of Benighted was great at this time, and Fabien was really involved in the band, but he started to have some health issues because of the rhythm, because we all have side jobs, mm-hmm. and Benighted, it's a relentless thing to handle. You don't have any time to rest, and he started to have really some physical problems because of that, because he was too tired, and he missed like three shows because he was just... not able to get into his car to come to the shows. So at some point I was like, "Man, I don't want you to have an accident or something because you wanted to come to a show. I mean, just take care of yourself. We'll continue with one guitar." And we decided to, as I do Benighted since 1998, I didn't want to take a second guitarist again, welcome a new member. We had too many lineup changes. So we decided, like, for example, Decapitated to use a sample guitar and Manu doing the other guitar, and it works perfectly like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So what phobia or weird habit do you have?
My friends make always a lot of fun of me because I'm sharkophobic. I'm afraid of sharks. I guess I watch too many horror movies. And my girlfriend, she's from the very south of France. And when we go to the sea together, I never go far in the water because I'm like, "There might be sharks." And she's like, "No, there are no sharks in this area." And I'm like, "You never know. I don't want to be the first one to be bitten." So, and my friends make a lot of fun of me because of that. I mean, it's, of course, where I live, close to Lyon, it's pretty peaceful concerning sharks. I mean, there's no sea. I have the weirdest thing that I could talk about phobia or something for me.
Oh, that's so funny. That's very funny. What's your musical upbringing, or when did you start playing music?
Actually, I started playing death metal by accident because I was a teenager and I wasn't listening to music at all. But with my best friend, Olivier, the former Benighted guitarist member, we were huge fan of horror movies when we were teenagers, and we watched horror movies every weekend together. And I went to a shop, and there was a tape of Cannibal Corpse, Butchered at Birth, and I was like, "Wow, the cover is so cool! Let's discover what kind of music it is." And at first, I hated it. I mean, my ears were not prepared for this kind of aggression. And so that's also why when people say, well, Julian, your music is just noise, I totally understand you. I had the same reaction when I listened to it. But I remember that at this time, I was making my tape listen to many friends. And look, I bought something. I don't understand shit. Why do they do this kind of stupid vocals? Wait, what is the point? And making them listen, my ear started to get used to the music. And I started to understand what was played. And I was like, man, it's not so bad after all. And with Olivier, he was playing guitar. We said, let's try to make a band like this. And that's actually how it started, because I don't play any instrument. So I said, I will try to do this kind of growl technique. And that's how everything started, actually.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, by mistake.
What's your favorite horror movie?
Oh, The Exorcist, for sure.
Really?
The Exorcist, yeah.
When they put in the extra 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Do you prefer with or without?
Oh, I don't see a huge difference.
Right. They put in the crab walk.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't affect a lot of the movie. I like the original version, but I like to do the extended version, to watch the extended version sometime, but I don't think this one was really a huge difference for the movie rhythm or something.
I remember seeing it because it was like the 20th anniversary or something, or maybe longer.
Yeah, maybe,
When they put in that extra footage, I saw it in the theater when it came out. And I had to have my mother take me.
Whoa.
And I'm sitting there, and my mother just says, you're grounded. I'm leaving. And she left. And I watched the rest of the movie, and I read the book.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I've got to see this movie. And I didn't think they would do all the things in the movie.
Yeah.
And luckily, my mother left just at the desecration of the statues.
Okay, it was too much for her.
So she left before the crucifix.
Okay, I'm done.
And she was like, oh, you're in big trouble. But she left me there. But anyway, the reaction in the movie theater at the time, nobody had ever seen anything like that. It was just like, it was freaky.
Exactly.
But so then fast forward, when they added that, however many minutes it was, and I went to the theater to see that, people were laughing. It wasn't so scary.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, when she's in the doctor's office and she's cursing, when she's 8 years old. Well, that happens now.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen in the 70s.
No, of course not. Totally different context.
It was really weird to see. And so I like the original more because of that, too.
Yeah.
It didn't really age. Like, people are just much more horrifying to each other now. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It seems as bad.
It became kind of benign now.
Right. Yeah. So
but this time it was a revolution for the cinema. I mean, you didn't have many movies scary like this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's your favorite type of venue, and do you have a favorite venue to play just in?
Actually, I have two different sizes of venue, because I like the big festivals, of course, and my favorite will be Brutal Assault in Czech Republic.
Yeah.
I love this festival. We play again this year, and I'm really looking forward to go there. Because of it's some kind of fortress outside. It's so, you feel that there's a lot of history in the walls. So it's kind of weird when you are after, where am I? Yeah, it's really beautiful and creepy at the same time.
Cool.
And I also like the very grindcore concert. It's in small venue.
Uh-huh.
And in Lyon, we have a venue called The Rock and It. A very good friend of mine. And we made a concert a few months ago. And that's a great memory, because that's exactly the kind of, I mean, when I'm singing, I have people at 10 centimeters from my face, and I fucking love this atmosphere, this grindcore atmosphere, where everybody is on stage in the pit and everywhere, and it's everybody is jumping, and I really love this kind of venues too.
Yeah, when I saw you in the studio,
The lounge, yeah.
That was, I thought the room was going to explode.
Yeah, we were very happy about the reactions, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah, it was absolutely great. What bands did you watch while you were here?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of death metal, so I cannot I cannot miss bands like Suffocation, that I just saw, Decapitated. No, I had the time to see them, yeah.
Oh,
I just left 5 minutes before the end of the show. Suffocation, Decapitated, Beyond Creation, Christian, very good friends of mine. I love them. And surprisingly, I went to the Dirk Schneider concert, and I was really amazed by the performance of Udo. I mean, he has such a great vocals.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was like, whoa! And something pretty funny is, I'm not a fan of symphonics at all, but I watched the show, and the sound was great. And watching every musician and the singer was, he sings so fucking good. And I was really like, wow, very good surprise for me. I mean, I'm definitely not the kind of fan of this kind of music, but I had a very nice moment and I stayed the whole show.
That's super cool. Okay. Anything you want to say to the listeners?
Well, thank you for listening to this first, and then I invite everybody to discover our music if they like brutal stuff, because it's pretty intense stuff that we do.
It is. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Julien for such an uplifting conversation, considering some of Benighted's song titles are Hostile, Scars, and Mom, I Love You the Wrong Way. I didn't really know what to expect. Check them out. Their website is benighted.fr, FR for France. They also have a Facebook presence and Instagram and probably many other things. And this talk was conducted on the 70,000 Tons of Metal cruise, which is always a great event. And thank you so much to the production staff there for handling the interview schedule. If you haven't gone, I would recommend it. But there's 5,000 people running around a boat trying to get to four stages and talk to each other, and an amazing sense of community and distraction at the same time. It's pretty cool. Anyway, on to the next one. And that concludes another episode. Thank you for tuning in. More on the way. My Instagram handle is one word, Diane Kamikaze. Kamikaze ends with an E. Follow me there. The full link to my index of shows can be found on wfmu.org/playlists/DK. So that's playlists, plural, and then the DK is both uppercase, capital letters. I am working on encore presentations. I've got years of interviews and podcasts. If there's something you'd like to see reposted, please get in touch. Send me email, diane@wfmu.org, and be sure to subscribe to the show. And if you like it, review it. Thank you. Diane's Kamikaze Fun Machine radio show can be heard on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. That is New York time, 9 a.m. on Wednesdays. Thank you. See you next time. Always have fun. Self-expression is vital. Do it.